For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Nathan Tollier. These are evening headlines for June 8th, 2021. Brian Drips will spend 20 years to life in prison for killing and raping Angie Dodge. He received the sentence today in a Bonneville County courtroom. Drips pleaded guilty to the murder and two counts of rape back in February. He was arrested in May of 2019 after police were able to track him down and link his DNA with the crime scene. The man originally convicted of the crime, Christopher Tapp, spent nearly two decades in jail for it. He was released in 2017 and later exonerated. Angie Dodge's family spoke before the sentencing about how her death has affected their lives for the past 25 years. They each emotionally described the chaos Angie's murder caused. Here's her brother, Todd Dodge.
The more I wrote my impact statement, Your Honor, the more I began to realize the enormity of that problem and the absolute devastation and chaos that Mr. Drips created in my life and many others via his selfish, murderous actions. He dropped an atomic bomb in the center of our family and our community. He destroyed the central core of our lives and many others when he slaughtered Angie. The enormity of his actions reached across county and state lines. The shock waves of that chaos are still being felt to this day.
Drips apologized to the family before the sentencing, saying he wished he could redo that day and never go to Angie's apartment.
I'm sorry. I know you'll never forgive me, but I'm sorry.
Angie Dodge was found dead in her Idaho Falls apartment in June of 1996. Idaho Falls police released a statement which said in part, "Over the course of the past 25 years, this case and the Dodge family have become interwoven with our agency and our community at large. As evidenced by the impactful statements made by our family today in court, Angie's memory will live on with her family, our community, and certainly within the Idaho Falls Police Department." The Idaho Education Association has hired Paul Stark to be the executive director. Stark has served as the general counsel for the IEA for the past 10 years and was active in education law before that. The IEA president said that Stark was the ideal choice and that he can help lead the IEA forward. Stark says his main goal is to constantly support Idaho public education. He wants to advocate for the professional educators and the students. He says after the last year, Idahoans need to support public education more than ever. He also wants to help build a public education system that provides an opportunity for every student. Stark will begin in this position effective Monday. Temple Square in Salt Lake City will begin to reopen to the public on Monday. Temple Square is one of Utah's top tourist destinations and is operated by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The conference center will reopen for tours on Monday with limited hours of 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be guided and self-guided tours available. You can schedule a tour by calling 801-240-8945 or get an impromptu tour by talking to the sister missionaries on Temple Square. On July 6th, the Assembly Hall and Tabernacle will open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. However, organ concerts, rehearsals, and other concerts will not resume yet. The Family History Library and Church History Library will open on July 6th as well. The Church History Library's reading room will have appointments from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and presentations for groups of 25 or fewer. It will fully reopen on August 2nd. That's the same day the Beehive House and Church History Museum will open with many of the exhibits available. For more information about the openings, go to churchofjesuschrist.org. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for June 8th, 2021. I'm Nathan Tollier. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.